Sara Shalkahazi was born in Hungary in 1899 and from a young age was a fiercely independent and strong-willed girl. Her brother described her as a tomboy who wanted to do things her way. The first thing she did as a young woman was to become a teacher. She also began to write articles about the poor. She trained as a primary school teacher, but soon left the classroom and went into journalism and edited the official paper of the National Christian Socialist Party of Czech Slovakia. At this point, in Sara's life, she was not religious at all. In fact, she was mostly agnostic, tending toward atheism. When she met the Sisters of Social Service, Sara felt overcome by a sense of calling, but they were double-minded whether to accept her or not, as Sara had a bit of an addiction to smoking. But after a year, she was able to kick the habit, and she was accepted into the order. She joined the congregation in 1929 and took her first vows on Pentecost in 1930. Her first assignment was at the Catholic Charities Office in Kozice, where she supervised charity works, managed a religious bookstore, and published a periodical entitled Catholic Woman. At the request of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Slovakia, she organized all the various Catholic women's groups into a National Catholic Women's Association and established the National Girls Movement. As National Director of the Catholic Working Girls Movement, she built the first Hungarian college for working women near Lake Balaton. In Budapest, she opened homes for working girls and organized training courses. Sara also wrote a play on the life of Saint Margaret of Hungary, who was canonized on the 19th of November, 1943. Still, she didn't quite fit. She was too loud, too big, too much. The sisters thought that she was trying to draw attention to herself, when she was just trying to be who God made her to be. She wasn't permitted to make her vows with the rest of her group, and was even told not to wear the habit for a year, as she was deemed unworthy because of her natural behavior. These decisions hurt her deeply, but Sara accepted these hardships and made up her mind to remain faithful to her calling for the sake of the one who called her. Her faithfulness paid off, as she received permission to renew her vows sometimes later. The Hungarian Benedictines in Brazil were asking for sisters to work there in the mission, and Sara was eager to go, but World War II intervened. In March of 1944, German troops began their occupation of Hungary. Sister Sara, realizing the extreme danger now confronting all Hungarians, offered herself as a victim soul for her fellow Sisters of Social Service. Permission was needed to do this, and she asked her superiors for it. It was granted, and at the time, they alone knew about her self-offering. As the Hungarian Nazi Party gained strength and also began to persecute Jews, the Sisters of Social Service provided safe havens. Sister Sara opened the working girls' home to them where, even in the most stressful situations, she managed to cheer up the anxious and discouraged to protest the rising Nazi ideology. Sister Sara changed the last name to the more Hungarian-sounding Shalkahazi. During the final months of World War II, she helped shelter hundreds of Jewish people in buildings belonging to the Sisters of Social Service. As the director of the Hungarian Catholic Working Women's Movement, she smuggled over 100 to safety all by herself. Unfortunately, time was not on her side. The Russian siege of Budapest began on Christmas of 1944. On the morning of December the 27th, Sister Sara still delivered a meditation to her fellow sisters. Her topic? Martyrdom. For her, it would become a reality that very day. Before noon, Sister Sara and another sister were returning on foot from a visit to another girl's home. They could already see in the distance armed Nazis standing in front of the house. It appears that someone had informed the Nazis of her secret works. The Jews she had sheltered were taken prisoner by members of the Hungarian pro-Nazi Arrow Cross Party. Sara was not in the house when the arrest took place and could have fled, yet she chose to return. For her, being director of the house meant sticking by those she had sheltered there. As she was led out, Sister Sara managed to step into the chapel and quickly genuflected before the altar. But her captors dragged her away. The prisoners were lined up on the bank of the Danube River on December the 27th, 1944, and shot. together with four Jewish women and a Christian co-worker who was not a member of a religious institute. Seconds before her execution, Sister Sarah knelt down and made the sign of the cross, moments before a bullet ended her life. Their bodies were thrown into the river, never to be recovered. It seems that the Lord had accepted Sister Sarah's sacrifice because none of the other sisters of her community was ever harmed. Blessed Sarah Shalkahazi, pray for us.